Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's the kind of hour it's going to be for the next hour. Well, you know, only the keenest of our listeners would be able to know that that's not Link Ray or anybody. That's Jean Grey and the Stingrays kicking off the show tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you can only hope that Dr. Doc Brown is going to be walking into the studio any moment.
Yeah, along with hello, and that's me.
He's right on cue, folks.
Just walked in. I'm going to put my keys down.
And so, see that?
Walk here today. I took a motor vehicle.
They gave you your wheels back?
Oh, wait a minute. First things first, I got to go hit the fridge.
Okay, go hit the fridge, man. And do what you got to do, because, you know, Dr. Doc Brown walks in right on cue every time when he's on time, which is only some of the time. All right, we got to turn this down a little bit. Well, folks, Jean Grey and the Stingrays is starting off the show, and I suppose that's a setup for something. But we're not going to talk about it just yet. But eventually we are going to have to talk about... What was his name? Paul Hogan? Who is that?
Steve Irwin.
Well, we're going to be getting into that at some
Crikey.
Point here in a little bit. But before we do, this is exciting because, Doc, we got a card in the mail.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it came in our P.O. box, which only certain people seem to use.
Yeah.
You know, some people like to email us. Some people like to mail us. And this card came in our P.O. box last week or the week before. And I'll just take a look at that and see what's going on there. This is
very nice. Your fifth year.
It's 5 years.
Huge success. Congratulations. From Larry in St. Paul.
That's right. Good old Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota, was the only one, apparently, who noticed that we passed our five-year anniversary. I mean, Doc and I didn't even...
And he sent us a greeting card with a mime on it.
Yeah. What is that supposed to mean? Shut your mouth, or...?
I don't know. It says I'm speechless.
I think he's trying to tell me something. Then.
That's funny.
I don't know.
What does 73s to all mean?
That's 73s, you
is that,
know.
Is that lingo?
That's some lingo. It's kind of like 88.
Is this part of the radio club?
It's if you're a member of the radio club, you get the whole in reference on the 73s. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
It's kind of like throwing up the peace sign. It's like when radio guys throw up the peace sign.
Uh-huh.
They can't see each other because they're on the radio,
they
you know?
They just do 73s.
So I figured we had to pull something out of the collection there, Doc, to play for Larry in St. Paul, Minnesota. And I was looking for some like Minnesota garage band or something, and I came up with nothing in that department. So,
well, aren't the Trashmen from Minnesota?
See, now where were you when we were looking through the stacks of records the other day trying to come up with something from Minnesota?
I don't really know if they are.
That sounds right to me, actually, now that you say
it. It clicked in my brain.
Well, we don't have anything by the Trashmen, and which would be okay because, you know, the interesting thing is starting off with the record we did was kind of a surf thing.
Right.
And we're kind of going to do some surf music a little bit at the beginning.
I didn't hear it anyway.
Only because some people, including, I'm speaking for myself now, are in denial that... Well, it's past summer. Technically, it still is summertime because we're coming to you folks in early September, although it's past Labor Day, of 2006, I guess. And we got this one for Larry, and it's okay because it still is summertime, right?
Sure.
So this is going out to St. Paul, Minnesota for Larry. The only guy who noticed our 5th-year anniversary came and went. And this is Larry and the Loafers. Oh, yeah, man, exclusively tonight on the Lost Discs radio show.
Summertime is finally here. Let's go to the beach. Time for surf, so listen here. Let's go to the beach. Well, the surf feels fine now all the time, and the swinging scene makes you lose your mind. Yeah, let's go to the beach. Everybody now, let's go to the beach.
Knight and Dr. Doc Brown.
On the radio? Live, son, live.
Are you boys drinking beer?
Yeah.
We're fit chafed.
Oh, no. Here it comes, Doc. Are you ready?
What?
Doc, here it comes.
What?
Here it comes now. This is very serious. Get ready.
Right.
Here it comes. Make sure you're sitting down. Oh, God. Well, we have to do it for Paul Hogan, folks. You know, it's not funny. Listen, I.
You call that a knife?
Granted, I've shown some poor taste in the past, you know, what with all the hurricane shows we did last year. But the hurricane season has been mild so far this year, so I gotta do something, right? I couldn't go anywhere in the news for, like, this entire week without hearing about stingrays. Hearing about expert biologists, marine biologists. And they were digging this song, apparently. Yeah, that's an exclusive tonight on the show, man. Oh, my God. Well, it's going to get worse. If you thought that was bad, yeah, that's just the setup.
You're awful.
Here comes the worst part.
You're terrible. You're an awful little man.
Now, you know what? The worst part is nobody's contacted us yet. So go ahead, give them the email quick, Doc, so we can get on with our lives here.
Yeah, that'd be lost@wbcq.us.
All right. So get in on that email action tonight because we are on live. And you know why we're talking about the stingrays. So what happened was, being that we're sort of in this beach thing there, because we was just digging it for Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota, with Larry and the Loafers off the Surefire Records label, because they're going down to the beach. So you're going down to the beach, and now here it comes. Speaking of stingrays, it's the Four Speeds. This is the Four Speeds off the Challenge record label. You see how that ties in? The guy led a challenging life, Doc.
Uh-huh.
You see what's going on here? And so here it comes. It's a rare B-side, folks, coming to you off the original vinyl. It's a Gary Usher production, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He's got the Jan and Dean ties.
Yeah, so dig this action. Yeah. It's My Stingray from the Four Speeds tonight on the show.
Everywhere I go, everyone I see is trying to find a way just to get enough money. Put a down payment on a brand.
feel so black and blue. So black and blue.
Some local garage band action. Sure enough, the Stingrays of Newburgh off the Columbia Records label. That's a regional hit from 1967. When we say Newburgh, you know, we're talking about Newburgh, New York, upstate New York. And there they were with What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue? You see, it's not funny about the people that died in the hurricane, Doc.
No. I thought you were talking about the Stingray.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, it's not funny about the Paul Hogan there. What was his name? Seriously?
Steve Irwin.
I can never... I've been trying to...
Now, listen. Like, you don't understand. This has affected a lot of people.
Is that switch turned on?
What?
Is that switch turned on?
What switch?
The switch on your microphone.
Yeah, it's on.
Go ahead, man.
So it affects a lot of people in a lot of different ways, you know? Like, you don't really think of this. And this is really... This is a true story.
I'm not thinking about
my, I have a nephew who is really into animals and a marine life.
Yes.
He's only 5 years old.
Right.
He's 6 years old.
Right.
And
well, he's got a hero to look up to now.
My brother had to break the news to him.
Yeah.
And he's like, he told him he got in an accident. And he said, and little Wyatt, his lips started quivering and he started crying. Like he was all upset.
Yeah.
You know, he told him it happened. He lived a dangerous life. I felt really bad, you know, just
yeah,
for that.
Well, of course. But he's a hero. You know, he pulled the stingray barb out of his chest there right before. That was his last act of bravery. And the guy was a hell of a guy, face facts.
Did he really, or is that just a legend?
You think, well, apparently there's video footage of it, and I'll be anything.
Oh, no.
It's up on YouTube by now, so you want to check that out a little later.
No way.
That's the word on the streets, man. The word on the street.
That's awful.
You know. It's not funny, is what it's not.
Well, see, he was embroiled in some controversy because he was holding his baby up by the leg over a crocodile or something a couple years ago. Did you see that?
Yeah, like Michael Jackson holding his baby over the seven-story. Yeah, right.
But then he was defending himself, saying that he would be a negligent father if he didn't expose. Oh, he would be a negligent father if he didn't expose his children to the dangers of like and educate them on the dangers of the wild animals.
Well, you know, I compare it to the time that I was a young kid there when I found out about Elvis Presley dying.
Uh-huh.
And that was about the same time of year. It was like August. We were just about ready to go back to school, and I was crying. I walked around the block and cried about it.
You did?
Right, sure. Just like your punk nephew there crying about, Dundee there. What was his name? All right, so now here we go. We got some emails coming in suddenly. Good old Brad. Here's Brad listening in Rhode Island and all that kind of... It's probably Brad and Jean. You know, there's this chick, Jean, and she's probably digging the show, too. And we appreciate that kind of action from these people. Joe Stax is chiming in. Joe Stax chiming in on the Guess why he's the crocodile hunter and not the stingray hunter. Joe Stacks gives his two cents there. That's a good point. He's making his good point there. Here's Tyler in New Jersey, down in New Jersey, where he's having a beautiful summer day today and all that kind of stuff. Thanks for checking in there, Tyler, and all that stuff. And there's Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota, who we kicked off the show for tonight, man. He's getting a perfect signal, 10 dB over.
Oh, good for him. Thanks, Larry.
On a short wave, man. And again, he's giving 73s to all, you know. He's up with the whole 73s thing. He's trying to confuse you, Doc, again, with 73s, man. Throwing up his peace sign. And Cosmic Debris and Jane from the Lumpy Gravy Radio Show, who says hi to everyone here in the studio. They're getting the show tonight on 7415 and on 5110 kilohertz shortwave radio, folks. And yes, they're looking forward to Chesty's chick pick tonight. That will be coming up. But we're still not done paying tribute to the Down Under guy. And by way of doing it now, we're going to move into... by the way, speaking of Larry in South St. Paul, real quick, Doc, if people wanted to send something to our retro PO box...
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd have to have that address written down somewhere, like with a pen and paper, so...
Yeah, it'd be something like this. It would go, like, Lost Disc Radio, the P.O. Box, stands for Post Office Box.
Yes. What does box stand for?
So, one... What?
No, go ahead. Post Office Box.
Get your nose out of that box.
Where's my beer? What? Go ahead!
All right, you threw me off track. P.O. Box 157, and that's in North Haven... Connecticut, 06473.
USA?
USA. That's how it goes.
All right. So then in the meantime, folks, we're going to hear some garage band action now from Down Under. This is some Australian action. Oh, yeah, man. It's the Pleasers, and they're hurting all over tonight on the Lost Discs radio show.
Feel like I'm gonna cry the same old tune before. No use in trying, cause you don't want me anymore. Your heart and stone won't let me open up its door. Wrap me like you, and feel my shoes down to the floor. Well, I at home and all alone. My friends will call me, but I don't pick up the phone. Well, I feel so low down, so down, I know I can't go lower.
Easy Beats.
I went dancing on a Saturday night.
Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola.
Got so hot, I just didn't feel right.
Lost Discs Radio.
Now this is really a wild setup.
Get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction, cause I try and I try
and we try
and I try
and we try
and I try
and we try.
I can't get no. When I'm driving in my car and some bloke comes on the radio and he's giving me loads and loads and loads of useless information, supposed to drive my imagination. I can't get no. No. Hey, that's what I say. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction, cause I try
and I try
and I try
and I try
and I try.
I can't get no.
When I'm watching my TV and this bloke comes on and tells me just how white my shirts could be, but you can't trust him cause he doesn't smoke the same cigarettes as me.
I can't get no. No. Hey. That's what I say.
Oh, I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no girl reaction, cause I try
and I try
and I try
and I try. I can't get no.
Well, I'm riding round the world and I'm doing this and I'm signing that. I'm trying to meet some Sheila who says just come back maybe next week, cause you see I'm on a losing streak.
I can't get no. No. Hey. That's what I say. I can't get no. I can't get no satisfaction.
Actually, I can't get any.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Pretty large size for a woman.
Off the record? Yes, sir. Yeah, it's the kind of thing you count on. You can have a graduate intern, folks.
From the university.
Well, she's not technically our intern anymore, but she still comes around, like we say, for the free beer and records. And sometimes things just stop. Sometimes things just stop playing, you know, in the background.
What happened there?
Who knows? Hey, who knows? Go ahead, Chesty. What's going on, Chesty?
I don't know.
Something must be going on.
Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. Speak up.
All right. My chick pick is Great Balls of Fire. Now, you might say, why? Everybody, Jerry Lee Lewis, that's a really popular thing. Great Balls of Fire.
Yeah.
But,
popular.
As all girls are, I'm concerned about Great Balls of Fire.
Holy shit!
And you know, so nothing's better than when a girl group does a guy's song and gives it just as much edge. So
just as much. So it has nothing to do with September 11th, is what?
No.
5-year anniversary. There's everything to do. What do you want, Chesty? You want the actual record?
Here it is. I want the actual record so
there
I can see it. Okay.
She's holding it in her hand right now.
It's on RCA. And it is. It's by Georgia Gibbs. I just wanted to double check because I was picking two of them. And this is the one I settled on because this is a great song no matter who sings it. Enjoy it.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Your kind of love drives a girl insane. You broke my will. What a thrill. Goodness gracious. Balls of fire. I laughed at love cause I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I changed my mind. This love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. Feels so good. Hold me, baby. Come on and love me like a lover should. You're fine, so fine. I'm gonna tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails and I twiddle my thumbs. I feel so nervous, but it sure is fun. You broke my will. of fire. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Your mind, 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 mind. My level blocked, cause I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby, feel so good. Hold me, baby, come on and love me like a lover should. You're fine, so fine. Tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails and I twiddle my thumbs. I feel so nervous, but it sure is fine. You broke my will, ooh, what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Lost its radio. 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 Lost its radio.
Well, that's too bad. A cute little fox like that, all crazy, mixed up. What's her bag, anyway?
Live Radio, the Lost Discs Radio Show. WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA.
Sure shot!
Get out the tubes, forget the food, and go on to school.
There'll be some staying at school for those who break the golden rule. Tiny notes and tribulations. I hope you had a happy vacation.
Get out the tubes, forget the food, and go on. Get the food and go on to school. Get out the tubes. Oh yeah, forget the food. Son, you gotta go to school. Did you hear me say forget the get the tubes and forget the food and go on to school?
Mr. Announcer, who are you?
Yeah, this is Jimmy Knight sitting in with you. This is WBCQ.
How about telling the time to me?
About 10:33 Eastern Time.
And what's the weather gonna be?
Well, the weather forecast is looking okay for shortwave propagation. We've got a current solar wind speed around 300 kilometers per second with a proton density at about 9 protons per cubic centimeter. Geomagnetic storm information, folks, is looking pretty decent. About a 10 to 15% chance of active geomagnetic storms over the next 24 to 48 hours. Only 5% chance of minor active storms and... Minor storms. And severe storms? Hey, down to a 1% chance of severe storms in the mid-latitudes. Right? You see what's happening, folks? That's pretty good. On the short skip, though, here in Connecticut, where we have our Lost Discs studios, where it's not doing too well on 7415 kilohertz of our shortwave dial. But we were getting it on 5110 until suddenly we're off the air. I think we're off the air. Chester, are we still off the air suddenly? Suddenly we're off the air, which can only mean that somebody at the station dropped the feed, and, you know, that's okay. That happens from time to time. That's not necessarily anybody's fault, but we got to figure out how to get back on the air here right quick. So if there's anybody listening, no, I don't know. If there's anybody listening who can help us out here. I'm sorry, Doc. Go ahead.
How can they be listening if you dropped the feed?
People listening on the internet, perhaps, who are in with the station have connections. You know, that's... Well, anyway, we're going to get it moving, and then maybe we'll phone them up there and see what's going on. on the emails, though, real quick, before we do, check this out from Sherry and Eric down in southern Indiana, folks. They were digging it on 7415, and they're saying happy anniversary. Once again, folks, it's our fifth anniversary around here. We've been in 5 years on the air with BCQ. Wow. And loving every minute of it. And good old Rabishu coming in on the word up to your hizzle bizzle. He says, monster truck-sized howdy to everyone at BCQ and everyone out there in Radio Land. Unfortunately, no one out there in Radio Land is copying that right now, Rabishu. So, maybe we'll shout back at you again. Well, all right, let's get back to some more music here, folks, on the Lost Disc Radio Show.
Hey.
As the kids are getting back to school, go ahead, Doc.
I wanted to know, did you do the plug yet for the show, for our friend's show tomorrow?
You're talking about Jay Schmilkstein?
Right.
He's got a show. Well, this is only what I hear. And you know, since we're not actually on the air, why don't we give him a plug in a minute when we're back on the air?
Well...
All right.
I was kind of thinking this might be a better time.
I see. Let's get on with some music, and we'll call the station and see what's up. Maybe we'll have to go with a phone patch, folks. In the meantime, dig this little Dale Hawkins action, man. Oh, yeah.
Now when the school bell rings, the teacher starts. Shut your mouth. Don't wanna hear no more this hollering or aggravation.
The purpose that you're here just to get an education.
Well, now I never minded school since the day I was born. But ooh, I hate to get up so early.
What's important for me is that Jimmy's there. Who is Jimmy?
Jimmy Nice!
He applied the Board of Education to my seat of knowledge. And baby, let me tell you, it got through to me in the right place.
Tanya.
Squaresville.
Oh, well, sure, but, you know, we don't play enough of the doo-wop action around here, folks. So there's some doo-wop action for all them doo-wop people that dig the doo-wop action. That was the incredible sounds of the Charmiers tonight off the...
What?
The Charmiers off of the Red Top Records label. Believe it or not, spinning on the turntable. And before that, of course, it was Dale Hawkins' Back to School Blues. And, of course, we gave a weather report in there. Don't know if you caught it, folks, because before that we was digging the Three Friends off the Imperial Records label. Go on to school, man, because the kids is going on to school. And it was Chesty's Chick Pick. And we got an email in from somebody that said, you know, we missed Chesty's Chick Pick because you got knocked off the air. Well, what can we tell you? Technology sometimes is not what it seems, folks, but you'll have to catch this show in a repeat. Sometime maybe later this fall, to be sure. And that was Scott, good old Scott, down in we don't know where. Scott from Maryland is getting the signal tonight. He was upset to miss Chesty's Chick Pick. But Scott, you know, instead of sending just 73s, this guy Scott is sending 161s. That's 73s to the guys and 88s to Chesty. And see, he's kind of hip there. Yeah, we get it. All right, we get it. Hey, speaking of things that we get, folks, these people are in touch with us on email, and they do it by typing in lost at wbcq.us. Okay? You could be doing it, too. And you're going to want to be doing it when we get into our next segment. Now, Doc, this is extra exciting because this is something that you are an expert with. Are you prepared?
Sure, yeah, sure.
All right? I'm going to give you the little promo, and then this is a record.
Is it a breakfast cereal?
Well, it's a... Yes, I've got you a box of Quisp downstairs if you're up for it.
Malt-o-meal?
We can get you some Malt-o-meal, too. Sure. Just put on them 3D glasses over there, and you'll be having Malt-o-meal drip out your eyeballs like you did before. And speaking of things that we did before, that's where we're going now. We have a record that we played before, like a year and a half ago on the show, but we never really got all the way through it to talk about it because it's a record that perplexed us very, very much. Huh. And this is a record now which is falling under a new category. A category that we've only done once before, and I believe it was a week where you were out, Doc, so you may not be aware of this new segment on the show. So let's listen to this.
The Lost Discs Radio Show invites you now to examine with us music of the inexplicable. Music of the inexplicable.
All right. Well, every once in a while, folks, here's what happens. We collect these records, right? 45s and LPs. And then sometimes, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I don't know, we come into a record that seems to defy any category that we can put it in, you know, for archiving purposes or to describe it. It's not really psychedelic. It's not really novelty. It's not really just, you know, straight up rockabilly or R&B. We don't know what it is. And last time we did this, last year, was a record by a group called The Id. It was a 60s sort of psych thing. Well, this record, Doc, is a record called Around and Around We Go. Now, like I said, we played it once on the show a year and a half or so ago. And in listening to it, at first we thought, oh, this is just a little innocent record from like the early 60s. Nothing too trippy here. But the more you listen to it, the more you get to realize they must be referring to some sort of lesbian situation.
Oh, I remember this one.
Yeah, and you say, how can they be talking about a lesbian situation when clearly the record is from like 1961 or 62? But yet there it is. There's no mistaking. This is a girl group called the Janes.
Yeah, we wrote out a whole flow chart.
That's right. And I have the flow chart that you wrote out that night, Doc. It's been sitting in the studio. And I found it when we cleaned up a couple weeks ago here.
All right.
So I'm going to cue it up on the turntable. And then we're just gonna, it's a short record. So we're going to play it straight through so everyone at home can keep
this
score.
This is music of the inexplicable.
And this is, and cause we can't really describe exactly what's happening.
Because also, it's not crap.
No, it's not really crap. It's
crap
kind of,
it has its own category.
You kind of enjoy it somehow. And then it becomes interesting because you're trying to figure out what are they really talking about.
Here. Right,
so, let me cue it up for you here for a second, Doc. It comes on the turntable. Wait. Okay. Cue these things up live, folks. Just to prove that we're playing the actual 45 RPM coming to you off the Arlen Records label. It's a girl group action, and if you listen carefully to the tangled web that they weave in this song, you'll notice that it must be referring to a girl liking girl situation. Let's dig it, folks, and see what you think. And then we'll let Doc take the reins here for a moment and explain his theories on this record. Around and around we go. Go ahead, Doc. You've got some theories on this.
All right. Now let's see if the people out there can follow me. What I did was I gave a couple of androgynous names to the I and the U part of the song. Names like Pat and Chris that could go, you know, either way.
Right.
But then I gave the her and him names that were clearly, you know, one sex. Like her is going to be Crystal and him is going to be Mac. Okay, yeah. So now if you plug names into this song, it goes something like this. Yeah. Pat loves Chris, but Chris loves Mac. But Mark loves Chris. No, but Mac loves Crystal, but Crystal loves Pat. Around and around we go. That's sort of how it works out.
Okay,
so
it could be androgynous if you want to look at it that way.
Right, but now if you wanted to make it two girls, it's basically three girls. There's only one guy in this whole equation then.
Right, you can't make it completely heterosexual, no matter what you make.
Because even if you did, like, let's say Shirley and I don't know, like Tracy, you'd get that Shirley loves Tracy, but Tracy loves Mac,
right?
But Mac loves Crystal,
right?
But Crystal loves Shirley, right?
Yeah, right. So yeah, exactly.
And it never ends up that Shirley and Crystal,
yeah,
get together, and that's the what the song I think is about.
Let's just listen to the the first verse one last time, just to see if that makes any sense. Okay, that's the refrain.
Right.
Okay, now the microphone's up, Doc. If you want to make any comments,
okay.
here it comes.
Listen.
Here we go.
I love you.
Shirley loves.
You love him.
Oh.
He loves her.
See.
She loves me.
Right.
Around and around we go. Oh, oh.
Okay. See, there's a girl-girl connection in there.
There is.
At least two times. At least two times.
That's why I'm saying I think it's three girls and a guy. Poor Mac.
Right, here we go. Listen.
Right.
She hurts him.
She him.
He
hurts
you.
He her.
Hurt
her. Her.
Right.
Right, because it's from a female perspective.
Right.
So she hurts me has to be... She hurting her.
Oh, wait a minute.
She hurting a girl.
Hold on a second. Is there any way we could put in here that maybe Mac has a friend named Joey?
Wait a minute. What did you just say?
Maybe Mac has a friend named Joey. Maybe it's the other way around.
What do you mean?
Maybe that Pat, the original girl who's singing the song, likes a guy who really likes another guy. Is that possible?
Well...
No, because of her.
Well, change the names. Change it to names. Can you change?
Right, I can do that. Like if you say Shirley Shirley loves Joey.
Right.
Right? But Joey loves Mac.
Yeah, but the pronouns that they're using in the song are her and him. The her and the him don't add up.
So that's why that doesn't work. Okay. Yeah, there's only one way to say it. You know, I even have like actual charts with arrows and things. You know, showing all the hurting, digging.
It's a real flow chart. In fact, you know what I'm going to do?
It's loving, hurting, digging, right? Wanting. Is there wanting in there or no? Mm-hmm. I think it's hurting, digging, and loving.
Okay.
Those are the three things.
Yeah, okay.
I made a chart about each one of those.
Well, I could scan your flow chart and put it up on the website if people want to investigate this. And they can get their theories going. You know, on our website, we have a website, ladies and gentlemen, for this program, and this type of thing can be investigated there maybe further. I don't know if it needs to be, but, you know.
It's kind of like Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice.
I'm going to give you the website address. It's lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. Now, I know that's a terribly long address, and the worst part is you have to spell the word discs with a C.
Jimmy Knight's and Lost Jockeys.
And you do not put the www's in front of this. Being a tripod address, it gives you some weird error. So you could type in your browser, lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com, or you should do a Google search and type in Lost Discs Radio. Just make sure you spell discs with a C, and you'll probably find our welcome page. Well, you can get on our forums there and sign up.
Knight's Lost Jockeys. I'm feeling lucky. It comes right up. I just did it the other night.
No, Sarah, no, you did not do it the other night.
I totally did it again. It works. But I'll tell you the truth, all right? It even works if you type in Doc Brown's Lost Jockeys.
Thank you.
I'm feeling lucky.
Because some people misspell my last name, too. I don't spell it with a K-N-I. It's just Knight, like night.
Right.
Like nighttime, N-I-G-H-T.
Doc Brown is pretty simple, and it's not D-O-C-K, it's Doc with a C.
All right, so the joke here, which apparently works, go to Google, type in
Doc Brown's
Lost Jockeys.
I'm feeling lucky.
Hit the I'm feeling lucky button.
Right.
You come to like our biography page.
Yeah,
like the
our biography page is a picture of you sitting on a bed with a plastic turntable.
All right. Oh my God, folks. Anyway, you could sign up on the forums and you could explain this record if you would like to, as you're listening.
So I heard her. She hurts him. He hurts you. You hurt me. Around
you know, these shows are available for re-listening, and podcasting,
and
downloading, other illegal ventures.
Have fun, new oldies from way back when. The Planet WBCQ.
Lost Discs Radio.
I agree we have a problem, but I think we're well able to keep it under control.
What about kids, underage kids? Drinking, smoking marijuana, using drugs, acids. Would you say you have that under control?
Bye.
ladies and gentlemen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know that you've been digging. You've been digging the Lost Discs radio show. Oh, well, wherever you're digging it, man, if it's on the podcasts, or if it's on the shortwave radio, or if it's on the internet feed, who knows? Hey, for all we know, you could be digging this on the fabulous CKDU 88.1 FM, Halifax, Nova Scotia. Man, I would love to just hear from somebody.
That's our syndicated... syndicated station.
Somebody who catches this show on that FM station in Halifax on the CKDU. We've yet to hear from anyone actually that catches it there. You know, we're on at like 5 in the morning on Tuesdays. And somebody's got to be out there catching fish at that hour. Am I right or am I right? Right?
You're right.
Right. Well, folks, you can get in on the email anytime. It's lost@wbcq.us or in the P.O. Box always. It's Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473.
USA.
USA, Holmes. We'll dig you next week. Thanks, Rabishu. Hey, Rabishu, man. Keep them 420s glowing, you know what I'm saying? And growing.